AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. NASA's Artemis II astronauts have fired their engines and are now blazing toward the moon. They're on track for a lunar flyaround early next week. NASA's aiming for a lunar landing in 2028. And former British astronaut Tim Peake tells Sky News it really represents a new era of space exploration.
The moon is full of all the minerals and rare earth metals that you will find on Earth, because Earth and moon were once part of the same body. And so the moon can teach us a huge amount about our own planet. It can provide resources. And so this is the cusp of that new era of a space exploration, where we go to the moon, but not just on one-off missions every couple of years. We're going there this time to establish a sustained presence.
Some big transitions in Washington. Pam Bondi out as U.S. Attorney General.
Two people familiar with the matter say President Trump discussed privately firing Bondi and replacing her with Lee Zeldin, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources say in those conversations, Trump discussed his ongoing frustration with Bondi over the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files, as well as hurdles the Justice Department has faced while investigating Trump's perceived enemies. Donna Porter, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked Army Chief of Staff General Randy George to step down. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
Sales of Tesla vehicles rose 6% in the first quarter after a brutal year of boycotts over Elon Musk's political activities. But sales were still lower than financial analysts had expected. Overall, there's been a lower demand for EVs across the industry since the September expiration of a $7,500 tax credit for EV buyers. Tesla is now hoping cheaper versions of its Model X and 3, introduced late last year, will eventually lift sales. Tesla is also now producing a self-driving Cybercab with no steering wheel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Hi, Panchwani on how Pope Leo marked Holy Thursday.
Holy Week is the most sacred period of the year for Christians. But this year, it's being overshadowed by the war in the Middle East. Pope Leo said, in a world torn apart by the powers that ravage it, within it arises a new people, not of victims, but of witnesses. In this dark hour of history, it has pleased God to send us to spread the fragrance of Christ, where the stench of death reigns. Let us renew our yes to this mission that calls for unity and brings peace. For Catholics, the Holy Thursday Chrism Mass is when the oil used in religious ceremonies throughout the year are blessed. On Friday, Leo is due to preside over the Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, commemorating Christ's passion and crucifixion, and will carry the cross himself. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.